Explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So NASA lost Voyager and then they found it.
Yeah, pretty much.
How cool! I'm so happy about that. Explain to me first, like, what was the problem? What happened?
So I'm very tempted to only answer in English because I had to go Google what this thing is called in Afrikaans today. But mostly the Voyager 2 is a ruimteverkenningstuig of a ruimteonderzoektuig. I think nog steeds om te gaan met wat het jy gesê? Ruimtespeerder.
A ruimtespeerder.
Yeah.
It's a space probe. We just threw it out there to see what it can see.
Look, yeah, and it's been in space since 1977.
How cool.
Very cool. Literally cool up there.
So now, as it's for oor die 40 jaar in die ruimte is, hoe verloor jy dit?
Blijkbaar makkelijk. Ek dink die vraag is, hoe vind jy dit? En dit is met moeite.
Mm.
Maar so, een van die ingenieure by NASA het net in a reeks aksies die verkeerde instruksie gestuur. En die antenna het 2 grade weg van die aarde beweeg. En ons het nie meer contact gehad nie. Van die 21ste juli af is het like, oopsie.
C:\move antenna space 2 degrees. And now it's gone.
Now
you must pick up the phone in the middle of the night and phone your boss and tell him you lost Voyager.
And it is 19 billion kilometers away.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
Yeah, and talking about wrapping, so there was supposed to be an automated adjustment happening, but only in October.
Oh dear.
Yeah. So the worst case scenario was we'll have to wait till October and hope it fixes itself because we can't communicate with this thing. Alternatively, and I think this is what they succeeded in the end, is to bounce signals off other satellites, and there's specifically an Australian satellite that they were using. But keeping in mind, this is so far away that it takes, I'm trying to get the exact number, but it takes a very long time even just to get a signal to could potentially be the closest technology that can say, sorry, oopsie, ons het die foutjie gemaak, kan jy terugkom?
Just turn yourself back again.
Draai net om.
But it worked.
It worked.
Hey!
There we go.
And that's cool.
What is the significance of having this thing out there? Is it just cool because it's been out there for so long? Or
correct.
Are they doing proper probing?
Correct.
Thanks, Rob. Thank you.
Look, it is doing probes. And this is part of why we understand more and more about space.
Yeah.
Because we have these crafts, probes, out there. En vir baie lank, dit is dalk is dit verbasend dat iemand nou eers so 'n oepsie gemaak het, maar dis 'n tamelike ernstige oepsie om by die werk te maak.
Ja, look, I would not like to pick up the phone to my boss and say that.
I think that, but I was working from home and he was in the shower when he was supposed to do his thing and they were supposed to be in the meeting and then he was like, oh, to druk hy die verkeerde knoppie and then there was no turning back, literally for 19 billion kilometers.
I know it's a little metal thing flying through space, right, but I like it. Personally,
absolutely.
Because it's so far away and it's small. I that sounds silly, but it's true. I also like the Mars rover because it's so far away and it's small. And when we found out all those years ago that every year the Mars rover sings itself happy birthday on the surface of Mars all by itself, you know?
Yeah.
We like these little things.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So now we've got Voyager back.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.